Since that meeting, she'd seemed to bump into him at every turn, including when she and Evan had gone down to grab a drink before dinner. Green Eyes sat across the bar with a bunch of drinking, carousing guys, who, according to the cocktail waitress, were cops in for some kind of task force meetings. Although he wasn't partying with the others, he was drinking, and with each drink, he'd raised it to her in silent salute. "It's my turn, Katie," Evan had said, pulling her attention back to him. "And I pick Dare." Excitement shivered down her spine. "Okay," she said, slowly exhaling. "I'm feeling rather daring at the moment." He grinned and nodded toward the group of cops. "I dare you to pick one of those cops and take him upstairs." She went from feeling excited to feeling a little sick to her stomach. Not that sex with one of the hunky cops was sickening, but because Evan had suggested she have sex with another man. Her face must have reflected her dismay because Evan said, "Come on, Katie. Don't tell me you're not turned on by the one that keeps staring at you. I should go punch his lights out for his audacity."
"Then why don't you?"
He chuckled. "I'm a lover, baby, not a fighter. Besides, if I did, it would be kind of hard to invite him upstairs, wouldn't it?" Not a fighter for her, anyway. How could he dare her to take another man to bed? Weren't they a couple? A secret one because of the no fraternizing rule at work. But if he cared about her at all, how could he be okay with her having sex with another man? Her pride kicked in. Fine. If she didn't mean enough to him to remain monogamous, then this little dare would be on her terms. She glanced over at the group of cops. Yeah, she admitted, and only to herself, that despite her hurt, she was intrigued. They were all good-looking men, cocky as all hell, and most women would be happy to indulge in one or all of them, but there was only one she would consider. But was Evan bluffing? Playing a game? A test to find out how much he meant to her by putting her in this position? "Are you serious?" she asked, sure he was kidding. "As a heart attack," he said with conviction. He wasn't bluffing. Her belly did a slow roll as she stared at him, waiting for him to take it back. But he didn't. Raising her chin, she made her decision. Pride was the devil's child, so to hide her hurt, she nonchalantly threw back at him, "Only one? Why not two? Go big or go home, right?" "Please, God, don't let him say two."